Thank you, Ian. We've reached our last batch of news items. We can start with a bit of leisure-related activity with news of football, chess, golf, walking and cycling, and metal detecting. A good deed, however, starts us off as a father and son set to clear a blocked drain for the benefit of their local community. A father and son have rescued a village from a flooded road. Dorian Hindmarsh and his 11-year-old son Stefan Hindmarsh used gardening equipment to clear a drain blockage which was flooding Ketteringham Lane in Heatherset, near Norwich, preventing villagers from safely using the road. Since last November, the duo ventured to the flood in Wellington boots and cleared the drain in 15 minutes using a garden hoe. Ketteringham Lane is one of the only roads allowing pedestrians and cyclists access to safely cross the busy A11 highway, avoiding detours to Wyndham. Following the heavy rain across Norfolk, Dr. Hindmarsh said he was fed up after the road had been closed by the council, whom he said, despite using heavy and expensive machinery, haven't cleared the drains on either side of the road. Next week, the father and son are planning a litter pick to get rid of the rubbish which appears to be causing the water blockages.
Mark Attanasio is super ambitious to get Norwich City back to the Premier League, in the view of former sporting director Stuart Webber. Webber handed over to Ben Napper in November last year, calling time on 6.5 years in charge of the Canaries football strategy, but officially departs next week at the end of his notice period. US businessman Attanasio fronts a group who have increased their shareholding and financial commitment since joining the board during Webber's tenure. Webber had two attempts at trying to establish City in the top flight under the self-funded model, but believes Attanasio's growing influence could be the difference.
The progress made for women's and girls' football in Norfolk compensated for a squandered opportunity for 3 points as Norwich City drew with QPR at Carrow Road 2-2. The Canary women lost further ground on table toppers Wimbledon as they were held to a draw by the Hoops, with promotion now out of their hands in the Women's National League Division 1 South East. Nearly 6,000 fans attended their second showpiece fixture of the season, however, with City pleased by the milestone in their bid to inspire female footballers in their area.
The Norfolk Junior Chess Championships have crowned 5 winners. A total of 56 young people participated in the games, which took place at Harford Community Centre, Norwich, during the event on March the 16th. Edward Lott came out on top in the under-18 section with a perfect score of 5. Dan Joel Alwyn Christopher clinched the under-14 section with a score of 4.5. In the under-11 section, Tekshan Malempati took the top prize, also getting a score of 5 out of 5. Sirius Palmer took home the prize from the under-10 section, scoring 3 points, whilst Oleksandra Tichnia won with a score of 5 on the under-9 category. All of the winners are members of the Norwich Junior Chess Club.
Will Harold showed some excellent early season form in top company at the International Series Macau. The Norfolk golf professional, in his rookie season with a full Asian Tour card, finished in a share of 21st place after some dazzling golf in the final 2 rounds. Harold only just made the cut on the mark, birdieing his final hole from 20 feet to move to 4 under par. That lit the touch paper for a weekend scoring spree in which he carded rounds of 66 and 64. He rose 39 places to finish on 14 under par, 9 shots back from the eventual winner, the US's John Catlin. The Sheringham golfer, who earned $20,300, closed out on the same score as Sergio Garcia and three strokes in front of Ian Poulter. Harold said, "I was putting really nicely all week. Statistically, I think I only missed one green in regulation on the Sunday, but I was also able to drop a lot of putts." Harold is now 52nd on the order of merit.
Norfolk will benefit from millions of pounds of new funding to improve walking and cycling routes. More than £7 million is being invested across the east of England by the government towards upgrading and installing high-quality crossings and paths, which it hopes will provide people with more cheap and accessible ways of getting around. Active Travel England, a new agency developed to promote walking and cycling, said the improvements will help to ease congestion in busy areas and reduce air pollution. In Norfolk, new crossings in Goulston will provide students at East Norfolk Sixth Form College with safer routes to school, and the Broads will receive a share of £1 million in national park funding. Active Travel Commissioner and former professional cyclist Chris Boardman said, "This funding will give communities in the east of England safer and more enjoyable ways of travel to school, work and the shops."
A hoard of medieval silver coins was amongst the latest precious finds to be confirmed as treasure in Norfolk. Over a period of 2 months, metal detectorists Dylan Hughes and Alex Bond unearthed a hoard of 69 medieval coins in Ovington near Watton. The finds consisted of 46 pennies, 22 half-cut pennies and one farthing, some dating back more than 800 years. An inquest officially classified the coins as treasure and heard some of the coins may have dated back as far back as between 1180 and 1185.
Well, we've now arrived at the end of this weekly edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you've enjoyed it. We remind you, as usual, that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. The other regular reminder, of course, you do not have to pay any postage, as the postal service is free.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of volunteers who produced it today. This week's editor was me, Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist, Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. You will know that the office isn't manned every day, so that if there is no reply, don't worry. You'll hear our answer phone message click in, and then you can leave your own message. We will always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk or listen on smart speaker. We still have some of these smart speakers available if you're interested. So, at the end of this recording, all that now remains is for Mike and myself to say goodbye for this week and to hope you have a good Easter time. Goodbye.